This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court could issue its opinion either today or in the coming days in the closely watched King v. Burwell case. This is a challenge to the federal health law that claims that subsidies should only go to people who bought insurance on state-run exchanges. If the court rules against the Obama administration, people in states using the federal insurance marketplace could lose their subsidies. This would cause convulsions in the healthcare system, and we'll examine just one piece of that this morning, something in Connecticut that could serve as a way forward. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Connecticut succeeded in launching its own insurance marketplace or exchange that works. Now Connecticut is getting calls from states on the federal exchange who might want to use Connecticut's software if they have to set up their own marketplaces.
Probably gotten over a dozen calls from other states.
Jim Wadley is CEO of the Connecticut Exchange. He says 90 to 95% of the calls were from Republican red states. Wadley won't say which ones.
Because it would create quite a political maelstrom that I'm trying to stay out of.
Wadley sends interested states to Carolyn Quatrochi for a reference. Quatrochi is executive director of Maryland's Exchange, which started using Connecticut software last year.
It's really worked tremendously well.
Maryland switched to Connecticut software after Maryland's own exchange bombed. Tales of its troubles led local newscasts.
Months after the rollout of Maryland's Trouble Health Exchange, a federal investigation has been launched.
Technical slowdowns continue to make tens of thousands of people wait in line.
Quatrochi says it's smooth sailing with Connecticut software. She shows me around the exchange's quietly humming Baltimore office.
And then down the hall here you have the marketing and outreach team.
Quatrochi says Maryland got Connecticut software for free because it was developed with federal money. Since then, Connecticut has paid to create new products that it can sell, like a mobile app. Will Quatrochi buy that?
We're not at the point of getting a mobile app yet.
Quatrochi says when they are ready, they'll look for the best deal, as would other states, according to Sabrina Corlett, a senior research fellow at Georgetown's Center on Health Insurance Reforms.
I think it becomes a purely financial question of what kind of IT system to use.
Corlett says Connecticut has a very good reputation, but it will have to compete with private companies offering their own exchange blueprints, just in case the Supreme Court ruling sends states scrambling to set up their own insurance marketplaces. In Baltimore, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.